Let's turn now to Proposal 2. Yesterday, Michigan voters gave solid approval to ending gerrymandering in our state. Proposal 2 was approved by a healthy majority. Katie Fahey was in fourth grade when she first learned just how political districts are drawn, and she thought it was wrong then. Years later, after the 2016 election, Katie Fahey became executive director of Voters Not Politicians, which led this successful drive to end gerrymandering in Michigan. So, Katie, what did Michigan voters say by approving Proposal 2?
Michigan voters overwhelmingly said that we are tired of politics as usual. We now want a fair, impartial, and transparent line-drawing process so that everybody's votes count equally, not having some votes count more and some votes count less. I think this is a really strong move towards restoring some faith in our democracy here in Michigan. And the really cool part is this is only possible because of the thousands of people who stepped up to make it happen.
It was a very, very heavy lift, we should remind everyone, for you to even get this on the ballot.
Yes, we had to, you know, we had to go across the state writing constitutional language. We had to gather at least 315,654 signatures in 180 days. Then we got challenged in the Michigan Supreme Court, and we won that court challenge. And then, of course, we had to talk to millions of voters about what is gerrymandering, what is the redistricting process now, and what does an independent commission of citizens mean for our state? How will that improve the system?
So what happens now?
Right now, we get to focus on implementation. The Secretary of State's office in 2020 will be making an application available, and we're going to want to make sure that the people of Michigan, if they're a registered voter, know they can apply to actually serve as one of these commissioners. But also, even if they don't want to be on the commission, this commission will have to travel the state and actually go and listen to the people of Michigan and how they want their communities to be represented. So we'll want to make sure people know when those meetings are and how they can participate online or in person.
And just to remind everybody, we're looking at 13 members of this redistricting commission, and remind us how it's going to break down.
Yes. So there'll be 4 people from the majority party, 4 people from the minority party, and 5 people who are either independent or third party voters. So what that will very likely look like in 2020 will be 4 Democrats, 4 Republicans, and 5 independent or third party voters who will serve as these commissioners.
And this will all be administered by our new Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson.
Yes. And I think the exciting part is Jocelyn, in her past during the last redistricting process, actually helped administer a similar kind of mock commission with college students where they did something similar and had a lot more fairly drawn maps that were created from that. So I have a strong feeling that she's well equipped to understand the importance of integrity in this process and make sure that it happens on time and the way it's intended.
Katie, many on the right in this state painted Proposal 2 as a Democratic power grab. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, it really isn't. It's the voters trying to restore faith in our democracy. I think seeing that, you know, we got over 60% of the vote to vote yes. If you look at where we won, you know, there are counties that lean more Democrat, there are counties that lean more Republican, and we have overwhelming support across the aisle. We are making a process fair again. I think a lot of Michiganders, millions of Michiganders, see that right now politics is biased, that lobbyists and special interests do have more of a say than us, the regular voters of Michigan. And I think as people can see from the policy language, this will actually take Democrats, Republicans, independent, third-party voters, and require compromise, something we don't see quite often in Michigan or in Washington. And we're just extremely proud to see that our process really was resonating with voters.
Katie, there was another concern raised by folks who said, look, you enshrine this change in the state constitution. It sounds good right now, but we have just made it a lot more difficult to tweak and adjust our redistricting system as needed in years to come. Have you heard that? What do you say about that?
Putting this in the Constitution was the only way to ensure that politicians couldn't give themselves that power back. Our Michigan Constitution actually already had writing about a commission, a bipartisan commission to draw these lines. But due to some federal changes, our legislature decided to give that power back to themselves. the people of Michigan didn't decide that, the legislature did. So by having it in the Constitution, this will make sure that it truly is independent from the legislature, that they cannot overturn it. The other thing is, you know, it has been a long 2 years. It really has. It was a lot of work. But I think thousands of people just showed that regular people can go and amend the Constitution when we need to, especially if there is a problem. So it's not like that's impossible. And our legislature, if they wanted to put something up to vote, could, you know, 2/3 of them could come, and then the people of Michigan could go and vote to change or amend this. Also, you can pass other laws, as long as they don't contradict what the constitutional language says, to help ease any of the duties of the commission or whatever that might look like through the legislature. And we anticipate that as we figure out what works best, that some additional laws may be passed to help make sure that the commission has everything that it needs to succeed.
Fair enough. Now, new districts will be drawn by 2022. So, Katie Fahey, let's say you and I are having a conversation on the eve of the presidential election of 2024. What do you hope Proposal 2 will mean for that election?
I hope what it will mean is that the way Michigan voters cast their vote is actually reflected in the representation that we have. Right now, for the last 70 years, we've voted about 50% for Democrats, about 50% for Republicans. During different elections, maybe more voters show up for one party or one more for the other. Yet, since redistricting and gerrymandering has been so prevalent in our state, we don't see 50-50 representation, which actually does require compromise. We're a very diverse state. We have a lot of different kinds of political opinions. And I hope that however the voters of 2024 go and vote, that their will is actually enacted. And I also hope to see more competitive elections in Michigan. We don't have a lot right now, but this should help make it so that we have more competition here.
Katie Fahey, leader of Voters, Not Politicians. Thank you so much for speaking with us, especially after a very, very late night.
Thank you. And I just want to say thank you to the millions of Michiganders who voted yesterday, whether it was in favor of this proposal or not. I think it's really exciting to see so many people caring about the policies that impact all of us.
Katie, thank you so much.